The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
It's Parashas Kisovai. Near the beginning of the Parsha, Perechov Vov Pasuk Yud Zayin. It states as Hashem Ha'amarto Hayom Liyesh L'chol Elekim. Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has separated you from other gods in order to be your God. V'lolechas Bidrochov, to walk in His ways, V'lishmar Chukov, to guard His statutes, U'mitzvesov, U'mishpotov, and His mitzvahs, and His laws, v'lishmaya bekele, and to listen to His voice. What does it mean, loleches bidrochov, to walk in His ways? What does it mean to walk, and what does it mean, drochov, His ways? In addition, we can ask, it states, to guard His chukim, mitzvesav u'mishpotim, mentions His mishpotim, those are mitzvahs that have an apparent reason. Chukov are statutes which do not have an apparent reason. Mitzvahs encompasses all of His commands. Lishmaya bekele, to listen to His voice. So what does it mean, v'loleches bidrochov, to walk in His ways? If we look a little further in the Parsha, Perechov has posuk yutes. Excuse me 1 minute. Perechov has posuk tes. So again it states, Yikimcha Hashem leila am kadosh kashin nishbaloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made you into a sanctified nation, as He has sworn to you. Ki sishmor es mitzvahs Hashem alekecho, when you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, the halachta bidrochov, and you will walk in His ways. Again, what does that mean? And there's a number of places in the Torah that this is written. To cite a few more, in Re'ed, a parsha we learned not too long ago, Perek Yud Gimel Posukei, it states, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall walk after the Lord your God. Ve'esi Siro'u, you shall fear Him. Es mitzvei sev tishmairu, you shall guard His mitzvahs. Ubekele sishmau, you shall listen to His voice. For also savodu, you shall serve Him. Uveiv sibokun, and you shall cleave to Him. So everything is expressed here. What does it mean? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall walk after the Lord your God. Again, another example is in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Beis. Be'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Imoch. And now, what does the Lord your God ask from you? Kim Liyira Es Hashem Elokecha, to fear Him. Lo Leches Bechol Drochov, to walk in all of His ways. And again, many other things are cited there. Another example is near the beginning of the Sefer Torah, in Parshas Vayiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, this is in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches. Ki Yodativ Leman Ashe Yitzav Es Bonav Es Beisei Achrov. Yadati, Rashi explains, is I have brought Avraham close to me. I have brought him close in because he will command his sons and his household after him, v'shomru derech Hashem, and guard the way of Hashem, lasi stoko mishpot, to do stoko charity and mishpot and justice. So we have many times in the Torah where it states derech, the way of Hashem, Derech Hashem and Loleches, to walk. What does that mean? If we say that it means merely to keep his mitzvahs, so firstly, so why does it have to say to walk in his ways? Let it say to keep his mitzvahs. And secondly, in most of these psukim that are cited, it explicitly says, in many different ways, to keep his mitzvahs. Lishmor es chukov, u'mishpotov, ves mitzvesov. So what does it mean, derech, the derech Hashem, and to walk? The Gemara, in a number of places, the Gemara and other Midrashei Chazal, in a number of places, learns from these psukim. One is at the end of the first perek in Masechta Seita. The other is in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Actually, the principle is brought in Shabbos, but the Gemara brings it from a different posuk. There's other Midrashei Chazal that bring it from this posuk. The Gemara brings, Acherei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall walk after the Lord your God. What does that mean? B'chiev sheleil lodim la'alech achar shechina? Can a person walk with the shechina? V'alei kvar nemer ki Hashem Elokeich eish eichlo? He's a fire. Ela la'alech achar mideisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shall walk in after his qualities, after his characteristics. Mahu malbisharim arumim. We find that he clothed the naked by the first man and woman. Afato halbisharumim. Therefore you also should clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikei chelim. We find that he visited the sick. The Gemara brings from Avraham after the Bris Mila. Hashem came to visit him. Afato bakei chelim. You also visit the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted the mourners. We see that after Avraham died, Hashem came to Yitzchok and gave him a brocha. What kind of brocha was it? Birches Tanchumim, the brocha of comfort that you should give a mourner. So from here we learn, Afaton Achim Avelim, you also should comfort the Avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovar Meisim, he buried the dead, as it states, Vayikvar Asei Bagai, that he buried Mesha. Afatok Kvor Meisim, you also should bury the dead. This is what the Gemara expounds from here. The Gemara in Shabbos brings, it's a similar principle, but learns other things. For example, Mahu Chanun. If he's a person who is chanun, chanun means where he gives to others bechinom, a matnas chinom for nothing. You also should be a chanun. Mahurahu, he's compassionate. You also should be compassionate. This is what the Gemara expounds from here. This is still not answering our questions. The Rambam elaborates. In the beginning of Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Rambam goes into great length into this mitzvah. From the principles of which the Rambam elaborates and expounds, I would like to mention five. Firstly, he says that this mitzvah, V'halachta v'drochov, that you should walk in his ways. What is this referring to and what does this encompass? This encompasses all of the various character attributes and qualities that we can comprehend in Hashem. And he says these character traits are found in the human being one way or the other. We must try to make these character traits like Hashem, and he lists many. For example, anger, or a person who is very, very settled and cool. Haughtiness or humility. Baltaiva, a person who is constantly seeking physical pleasures, or someone who never seeks physical pleasures. A person who is constantly looking to amass material fortunes, or someone who is never. A person who is a squanderer, a person that never spends. A person who is always laughing, another person who is always depressed. A person who is cruel, a person who is very soft-hearted. A person who is very strong, strong-minded, a person who is weak-minded. And on and on and on. Now, this mitzvah is referring to all of these various qualities. Second principle is, he lays down, what is the proper stance that a person should take in all of these qualities? And he elaborates, Aderech habeinonis, memutze bein shtei aktzos. He should take the middle road. He should guard from the extremes. And in each of these particular qualities, he should not be closer to one extreme or to the other extreme. And in these again he elaborates. For example, a person should not be someone who is a squanderer of money. He should be someone who never spends. But he should use his money with seichel and with generosity. A person shouldn't be someone that wants to amass and acquire the whole world. On the other hand, he shouldn't be a person without ambition and not want to have anything. But he should seek what a person needs to live on and not seek what is not necessary to live on. A person should not be someone that always reacts angrily to every situation. On the other hand, he shouldn't be someone that never reacts. But he should only react and become angry where it's very, very important and befitting to do so. And so on and so on. This is the second principle. Third principle, he says, these qualities, when they are memutza, exactly in the middle, which he calls the derech hayoshor, the path which is neither to the right nor the left, they are the qualities of Hashem himself. All of these human qualities that we have, they are human nature because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to us, but they're actually his own qualities as far as we can comprehend Hashem. If we have a quality of anger, there's a quality like that by Hashem. If we have a quality of compassion, there's a quality like that of Hashem. Generosity and so forth and so on. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're perfect. He angers only where it's necessary to anger. He's generous. He's good. And so forth. And this is why the Nevi'im, the prophets, from Moshe Rabbeinu downward, gave names to Hashem's qualities. They called him a Kodosh. He sanctified. They called him a Hanun, a person that gives freely. They called him a Rachmon, a person who's compassionate and merciful. They called him Erech HaPayim, a person who can withhold his anger. They call them a gibor, someone who is strong. Why do they give names to Hashem? In order that we can identify the ways of Hashem. Because if they never gave names to him, we would never be able to identify what he is and what are his ways. And why is it important for us to be able to identify the ways of Hashem? To know which are the good ways and which are not the good ways. And therefore we could emulate it. And a person who tries to emulate Hashem, his ways, then he is walking in the Derech Hashem, in the footsteps of Hashem. This is what is called Derech Hashem. And we are commanded to emulate his ways by the psukim that we quoted. Voholachto bidrochov, that you should walk in his ways, or acharei Hashem elokecha teilechu. And finally, whoever does this will bring great brocha and great goodness upon himself. And he quotes the pasuk that we quoted from, that Hashem said to Avraham. Hashem said that the reason why I have chosen Avraham, because leman asher yitzaves bonaves beisai achrov, because I know he will command his household, his children and household after him, v'shomru es derech Hashem, to guard the way of Hashem, la'asais tzedaka u'mishpat, to do charity and justice, leman hevi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber olov, in order to bring on Avraham all of this goodness. These are the principles that the Rambam expounds on this mitzvah. Let me repeat them again. Firstly, he says, this mitzvah encompasses every possible quality that the human being possesses. Secondly, from all of the personality and character qualities that the human being has, how should he position them? Neither to the right nor to the left, but always in the middle, equidistant. Thirdly, these qualities that the human being possesses are actually, as much as we can comprehend, are the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Except by Hashem they're perfect, right in the middle, the Derech HaYoshur. And it is for that reason that the Nevi'im, the prophets, gave names to Hashem by these qualities, so we can identify Hashem and learn from it. And learn from it and follow it, because the command is to emulate as much as kefikechai, in accordance to our ability, these qualities of Hashem. Fourthly, someone who fulfills this mitzvah is not only fulfilling a mitzvah, but he is walking in the Derech Hashem, in the way of Hashem. He is following his footsteps. And fifthly, by doing so, he will bring great goodness upon himself, like Hashem told Avraham. And then the Rambam goes into length. Then the Rambam goes into length how a person can acquire these qualities, how he should train himself and he should practice and so forth and so on. We've given a number of shulim on this in the past, but we're not going into that facet this evening. From all that we have said till now, we come up with two unique principles. That is, the majority of mitzvahs encompass only one thing. The majority of mitzvahs in the Torah that we have encompass one thing. For example, you have tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin encompasses the mitzvah of tefillin. Tzitzis, matzah, sukkah. It's a tzivui, it's a command to do one mitzvah. Lulav, tefillah, stoko. We might have to do the same mitzvah many, many times. Some mitzvahs are once a year, some mitzvahs are daily, some mitzvahs are many times a day. But the majority of the mitzvahs in the Torah that we have are mitzvahs protios or mitzvahs miuchodes. They refer to one special item. This mitzvah that we're speaking about, Leleches Bidrochov, it comes out that this is encompassing literally hundreds of things. This mitzvah. All of the midos, all of the various qualities, personality traits that a person has, all of the attributes that make up his character, and that we can identify in Hashem, we are commanded to follow. So we're dealing here with a mitzvah kelelis. It's not a mitzvah that's referring to one specific item, like a sukkah, or like a lulav, or like tefillin, or even to one specific act, like tefillah. But rather, we are referring we are referring to literally hundreds of different things that are encompassed in this mitzvah of the holachta bidrochov, loleches bidrochov, to walk in his ways. His ways encompasses many, many, many things. That's one unique principle that we see from here. Second principle. All mitzvahs, we are commanded to do because the king has commanded us. We put on tefillin because he commanded us to put on tefillin. We put on tzitzis because he commanded us to put on tzitzis. We do not put on tefillin and tzitzis because he puts on tefillin and tzitzis. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin or tzitzis, it's another discussion. But that's not why we do. Torah tells us, "Shartem le'os al yetkem," put on tefillin. "Asisem," you shall make tzitzis. "And the godim," put on tzitzis. All of the mitzvahs we do because we are commanded to do that mitzvah by the king. This mitzvah is different. The reason why we do this mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has chosen these ways, and he has commanded us to follow in his ways. An example. A king will tell you, in one case, do this and this and that. All right, you do it. Another example is the king will tell you, do what I do. Okay? Do this because this is what I do, and I want you to do what I do. Both cases were commanded by the king to do so. This is why we're doing it. But in all mitzvahs, we are commanded to do the mitzvah because the king said, do the mitzvah. The other case, we are commanded to develop these qualities in ourselves because the king said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these are my qualities, and I command you to adapt and follow my qualities. So this is different than all other mitzvahs. From this aspect, it can come out that this particular mitzvah has its own pedestal, can be far greater than other mitzvahs. Besides the fact that the other mitzvahs, we said, generally refer to one particular act or one particular item, which this mitzvah can encompass endless acts and endless different deeds and items. But the other mitzvahs we are doing because it's the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by doing these, we are becoming like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Rambam says. He says, Lefichoch nikro derech Hashem. He says, someone who walks in this way is walking in the derech Hashem. When you put on tefillin, it's not called walking in the derech Hashem. When you put on tzitzis, or you keep kosher, it's not called walking in the derech Hashem. It's called being shemer mitzvoso, v'chukesov. You are guarding his mitzvahs, you are guarding his statutes, but you're not walking in his ways. But someone who develops and adapts the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is walking in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks. And that's what the Rambam says, Umetzuvin onu laleches bedrochim ha'elu, habeinanim. We are commanded to walk in these ways and to identify ourselves with these in these ways. And Nikra is Derech Zu, Derech Hashem. And this way is called the Derech Hashem, because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks. So you see that this mitzvah has its own unique place amongst the mitzvahs of Hashem. According to what we have just learned, it would come out that there can be many hundreds of new halachos that are not explicitly written in the Torah as mitzvahs or halachos, but nevertheless they will be midaraisa, they will be minat Torah. And we'll cite a few examples. Many times ignorant people will tell you, why do you have to do such and such a thing? Where is it written in the Torah? Remik Siva Bar Aisha. Where is it written in the Torah? If what we would be referring to are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Min HaTorah. Because it's written, Loleches Bidrochov. We are obligated to walk in his ways. We'll cite a few examples. The Rambam brings it before, but from this perspective, this is we have what to learn. In the end of Perek Yud of Hilchus Malochim, the Rambam says, first he's dealing with a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a Gentile who accepts upon himself the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, seven mitzvahs of Noach that the Gentile is commanded in, and he wants to come and live in Eretz Yisrael, and we are obligated to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael under these circumstances. So the Rambam says that he brings proofs that min haTorah we're obligated to be good to him and to do chesed to him and so forth and so on. Then the Rambam says, afilo ha'akum, even more so. The akum is the Gentile who has not accepted the seven mitzvahs. And we do not allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he serves idolatry. Afilo ha'akum, sivu chachomim, levake chilehem. Even the Gentile, the chachomim commanded us to visit their sick. Velik for meseyem, and to bury their dead. Ulefanis aniyehem. In other words, to participate in their funerals. Ulefanis aniyehem. And also to give charity to their poor. Bipnei darkei sholem. The Gemara says, because of darkei sholem, it's ways of peace. The Rambam adds to this, Harei nema atov Hashem lakol, verachamav akol masov. Because it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to all, and his compassion is on all of his creations. And it states, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah are the ways of goodness and pleasantness and peace. Now what is the Rambam adding there? These are the ways of Hashem. But what does it have to do how we should treat the Akum, the idolater? This is what the Rambam is saying. He's saying this, that the Gemara says that we have to treat the idolater, even the idolater, with compassion, with rachamim, with goodness. Mipnei darkei sholom. This is not a din de rabbonim, and this is not merely that the rabbis enacted because of ways of peace, because otherwise there'll be machlekes. No, darkei sholom means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person of peace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's peace is kolel, encompasses all of his creations. And we are commanded to walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And since it states that Tov Hashem lakol veracham alakol masov, you see that he sustains all of his creations, then we also have to follow that. And it would be min haTorah, not min haRabbonim. Another example. The Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Avodim, Perek Tes, Halacha He, Halacha Ches. In the times when Jews had slaves, he says that even though a person has a slave, so it's property, and he can work him hard, and so forth and so on. He says, "Afal pisha dinkach, still midas chasidus v'darkei chochma shi odem rachman." Still, he says that's not the way for Jews to do. But he should be compassionate. He shouldn't give him more work than he can handle. He should not just cause him pain for the sake of it. He should feed him and give him to drink from everything that he and his own household eats from. The fact is, he says, the earlier sages used to give to their servants something from every serving that they themselves would eat. And they would feed their animals and they would feed their servants before they would allow their own family to eat. And he goes on and on. And he says, you should not insult them and you should not embarrass them. And when they have a quarrel between themselves, you should try to settle the quarrel. And so forth and so on. And those people that treat their slaves with cruelty, he says, that's not a a trait of Klal Yisrael, because cruelty and azus and chutzpah is mitsuyeh ba'akumei de'aveiris ora, that you find by the idolaters, but not zarei shel Avraham Avinu, not the seed of Abraham. And then he concludes, v'chein b'midesov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the qualities of Hashem Himself, shetzivonu l'hidomeis bohem, that we are commanded to identify and to follow who eime v'rachma v'kol masov, that He is compassion to all of His creations. And therefore we also are obligated to. So here, we're talking about someone who is mean to a servant. Is he transgressing an avera? He's being mean to a servant. He's overworking him a bit. Or he's shouting at him. Or he's not compassionate to him. He eats well, and he throws some food at him. Is it being avera avera? Where is it written in the Torah that he's being avera avera? So Rambam says yes. It's a mitzvah's essay, a positive commandment. We have to walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see, is merachem al hakol. He's compassionate to everyone. And therefore, if we are cruel, we are transgressing that mitzvah min HaTorah. Actually, in another example, Shlema HaMelech writes in Mishlei, in Perek Yud Beis, Yedea Tzadik Nefesh Behemtoy, that the Tzadik, the righteous, he knows his animal very, very well. And he knows the suffering of his animal. And the Chazal bring from here that the righteous treat their animals with great respect, because they identify with the suffering of an animal. Certainly they identify with the suffering of a human being. And from here is brought that a person must treat an animal not with cruelty. Now the Gemara goes into the Gemara in other places goes into a machlekes, a dispute, sar balachai. This, that we are not allowed to be cruel to an animal and to cause him pain. Gemara goes into a discussion, is that a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah min Rabbonim? Is that something that's from the Torah or something that was enacted by the rabbis? According to what we're saying, that machlekes, that discussion, is if there is a mitzvah miuchedes, a specific mitzvah on Sar Bal Chai, in the Torah, or did the rabbis enact it? But under all circumstances, someone who would be cruel to his animal certainly would not be fulfilling the mitzvah of the halachta bidrachot, of walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are rachamim. Actually, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, that a case of taking feathers off a goose while the goose is alive, if you can do such a thing because it might make it a treifa, it's a shaila. So the Ramah brings, though, that a Jew shouldn't do such a thing because it's uxorious, it's cruel. And cruelty is a quality that a Jew must stay away from. And this is what we're speaking about. We'll go one step further. There's the possibility that there'll be many mitzvahs in the Torah which are explicit mitzvahs in that particular case, but also be included in v'halachta bidrachov, in walking in his ways. In other words, there could be two commands and a particular case, both because it's a particular mitzvah, and secondly, it's encompassed by the broad command of following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A proof of this, for this, is in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he writes in his Psicho Mitzvah Sesei Yudalit, where he lists that when someone speaks Lashon Hara, he can transgress many, many Averas at the same time, beside the explicit Avera of Lashon Hara. So he writes that he'll also transgress the positive command of the Halachta Bidrochov, that you are not walking in his ways. Why? He says, because we know from many sources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Lashon Hara. An example, the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, he says, in Daf Yud Aleph. In Sefer Yeshua, we have a case where when Yeshua went to attack a city, and a lot of the Israelites fell. He couldn't understand. He was guaranteed by Hashem that there would be no casualties, and all of a sudden there were so many casualties. And they investigated, and they found out that when they went to attack, and no one was supposed to take from the spoils, there was a person with a few others that went, and they stole a great deal from the spoils. And this is what caused this calamity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you must find out who is guilty and punish them. They brought death to Klal Yisrael. So Yeshua asked, tell me who's guilty and I will punish them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to tell you. He said, the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, he says, Dalturi ani loch, v'chi dalturi ani loch. Am I a Baal Lashon Hara? Am I going to tell you? Now, you make a gate, cast lots, and the lot will fall on the one who's guilty. But I won't tell you, because I hate Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Lashon Hara, and this we have sources for, and if someone speaks Lashon Hara, then he is certainly not walking in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person hates Lashon Hara, then he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrochot. You are following Hashem's ways. But if you speak Lashon Hara, then you're not distancing yourself from it. You don't hate it so much. You're speaking it. You're enjoying it. Then you are not walking in the ways of Hashem. So he says, even though there's an explicit negative commandment, leisaser, on Lashon Hara, you will also transgress the mitzvah kolelis, the all-encompassing mitzvah, that one is obligated to cleave to the qualities of Hashem. And we know this is a quality of Hashem. So this broad concept, the broad mitzvah, firstly, it includes many, many hundreds of acts that the particular mitzvahs might not include. But secondly, it includes many acts that the particular mitzvahs do include. And therefore, those acts, we are commanded from two angles, okay, to fulfill them. Actually, with this, we could answer a question that I've had for a long time. For the Gemara that we quoted in Masechta Sota, the Gemara says, we must emulate the ways of Hashem, because it states, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telichu, you shall walk after him. Mahu kovar meisim, afatokei ver meisim. He buries the dead. You must also bury the dead. Why do we have to learn from there to bury the dead when it's explicit in the Torah? Mitzvah esse v'leisase. It says, leisoli nivlose, and kovesik barena b'yemahu, and pashas kiseitse. It's explicit in mitzvah esse in leisase, that you're not allowed to leave someone unburied. You must bury him.
So why do we have to learn from? Because that those are his ways. So the answer is that what the Gemara is telling us, not only is it an explicit mitzvah, but it's more than that. It's his ways also. And therefore we are commanded from two aspects. And like we said before, the second aspect gives it even a greater height. Because if, for example, burying the dead would be just a mitzvah, but not his ways, then someone who would bury the dead is shema mitzvesov. He is guarding his mitzvahs. But we cannot say that he's been heilig b'derech Hashem, he is walking in the way of Hashem. But now that we learn from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buries the dead, so not only is he fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem, but he's also walking in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks. Nikra zeh derech Hashem. So therefore, what is very important is there are many, many areas of life, many, many areas of human relations in which one might think has nothing to do with mitzvahs of the Torah. Might have to do with their heritage, might have to do with getting along with people, and so forth. But not true. Not only is it min haTorah, like we quoted from the Rambam says that this, that you have to be kind and good, even to the Akum. He brings a pasuk because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and tries to make peace with everyone. And the Rambam said that this, to be good and kind to your servant and not cruel to him and compassionate to him. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and kind and compassionate to everyone, and we are obligated to walk in his ways. So there are literally endless areas of human relations which will all be mitzvahs min haTorah. And not only a mitzvah min haTorah that when you fulfill it, you are fulfilling a command of Hashem, but it's a command to be like him and to walk in his ways, and which the Rambam says, someone who does this is derech Hashem. He is walking in the derech Hashem. For example, someone gets angry where he shouldn't get angry. The Rambam says then he has transgressed that mitzvah. While someone holds back his anger where he shouldn't get angry, oh, he says, Zu derech Hashem. This is the way of Hashem. And now he's walking in the way of Hashem. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. If someone is haughty where he shouldn't be, the same thing. If someone shows humility, if someone shows compassion, if someone doesn't squander his money, but he's generous in accordance to what he brings, what the seichel, what logic determines, and what the mitzvahs of the Torah determines, then he's fulfilling a mitzvah esse min haTorah, a positive command of the Torah, and not only that, but he's walking in the ways of Hashem. So now we understand very well that when the Torah tells us in all of these places, it says, Lishmor hu kesof, guard my statutes, and guard my mitzvahs, and guard my mishpotim, and lishmei bekele, listen to my voice. On top of that it says, and walk in my ways. What is it coming to add? And why is that called walking and in his ways? Because all of the other mitzvahs are mitzvahs which he has commanded us to do. This is a mitzvah which he has commanded us to do because he himself does, and he wants us to be like him. And this is a tremendous elevation to the person where he becomes identified with the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Maral brings for various reasons that the mitzvah that we most can identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and to walk after him is chesed. And he observes that the Gemara that we brought from Masech Tesota, which brings four cases, they are all cases of chesed. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed the naked, that's chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick, that's chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he comforted the mourners, that's chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead, that's chesed. So he says the way that we can fulfill this mitzvah to the ultimate, when we do chesed, then we are acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu, we are walking after him. There's a Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. This is very apropos. Everything we're speaking about tonight, but particularly this is very apropos to the days that we are in now, where we are coming closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings in Daf Yud Ches Rosh Hashanah. Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar B'Yenison, Minayin L'Gzad Din Sheyeshim Ha'Shvua She'Eino Nikra. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree against someone and he takes an oath, how do we know that it cannot be broken? Shnemar. The Gemara brings from Shmuel Aleph Eli, who was the Kohen Gadol during the time of Shmuel, he had very wicked sons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry against his sons. And he said, V'lechein nishbati lebeis Eli im yishaper oven beis Eli bezevach ubemincha b'chol marbis beis cho yomusu anoshim. He decreed that kol marbis beis cho, the descendants of the house of Eli, when they mature to become adults, they will not live longer. In other words, when they reach adulthood, they will die. This is how angry Hashem was. And he took a shvua, an oath. I swear, lebeis Eli im yischaper oven, beis Eli bezevach ubemincha, that the house of Eli will not be able to rid itself from this evil decree, even with a zevach u'mincha, even with a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, or a meal offering. So we see that if a decree is made together with a shvur, with an oath that Hashem makes, it cannot be retracted. Omar Rava comes along and he says, "Bezevach u'mincha ina mishkapya," with a sacrifice that cannot be retracted. Because that's what it said, that I swear that it will not be retracted, even with a zevach u'mincha, with a sacrifice. But b'Torah mishaper, but through the study of Torah, it could be atoned for. This is what is a question: if it was Rova or Abba, a bayomar b'zevach u'mincha in a mishaper, or mishaper b'tegu b'ilus chasodim. And Abaye adds, with Torah it cannot be retracted. Excuse me, with sacrifices it cannot be retracted. But with Torah and Chesed it can. Rabbi Abaye, mid Beis Eli Kosu. These two both came, they were descendants of Beis Eli. And accordingly they should have died at 18 years old. Rabbi studied Torah, he lived till 40. Abaye studied Torah, and he occupied himself with chesed, gemilas chesed. He lived till 60. Tona Rabbonin, mishpocha achas hoyisa b'Yushalayim. There was a family in Yushalayim that all of the children were dying at 18 years old. Bova Ediyas Rabbi Ben Zakkai, they came and they told Rabbi Ben Zakkai about it. He said, maybe they are from the family of Eli, because there was such a decree made on that family. So he told them, Lechuv ask b'Torah, go and tell them to study Torah. B'choyu,
And they were lived. They went and they studied Torah, and they lived. And they called that family after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai.
So we see that with Torah and with Chesed can revert this decree. The Maral explains this. He brings a posuk in Mishle. This he explains this in the beginning of Nesiva Chesed. He brings a posuk in Mishle, Perek Tes Vov, posuk Vov. The Chesed ve'emes yichu para oven. Shlema Melech King Solomon said that through Chesed, kindliness to others, and truth. Truth refers to Torah. Is yichu para oven. The Averis, the transgressions, will be atoned for. Why is this? Through Chesed and Emes, but not through Zevach and Mincha, but not through sacrifices. She says, because the hate, the Aveira of a person, that's Mitzar HaGuf. That comes because he's physical. The sacrifices are also physical. Therefore, they cannot always atone for all of the averus. Gemilas Chesed. That's the ultimate of goodness. Why? Because Chesed is when you do goodness to someone else, a kindliness to someone else, for no ulterior motive. Now, we've elaborated on this in other shuri. Maybe we'll have the opportunity again, but not, we don't have the time now. But Chesed, the Midas Chesed, is when you do goodness to someone else with no ulterior motive. It's not like Rachamim, Stoko, that you feel sorry for someone, or you see someone suffering, so therefore you do good for him. It's also a very great level. But there is a motivation of the other's suffering, of the other's plight. Chesed, bein la'ashirim, bein la'aniyim. You do for the living, you do for the wealthy, you do for the poor. Bein la'mesim, bein la'chayim, you do even for the dead. Chesed is when you do goodness and kindliness to someone without any motivation and any compulsion and any ulterior motive, aside from the fact that you want to do good for him. Avos Chesed. You do good for someone you love because you want to bring goodness to him. This is a sign that the person himself is good. And the person is so good that it overflows to others. Because if the person himself wouldn't be good, then goodness couldn't overflow to others. Some people might tell you that I have a good heart. If that's not flowing to others, then it's under suspect what they say. The sign of a good heart, what is the sign of a full cup when it's flowing over? The sign of a good heart is when it flows to others. So therefore, Chesed is referred to as the Tov HaGomer. It's the ultimate in goodness. And the ultimate in goodness purifies the person and elevates the person and forges the person and the physical person, because Chesed is begufa. Chesed he does with his physical body or his physical or his material, physical material that he has. Therefore Chesed can be mechaper. Zevach o mincha cannot. The hate is from the person's physical aspect. And the Zevach and Mincha is also physical. But the Chesed elevates him to the level of a pure goodness, and he rises above the hate, which was the loneliness of the physical being. Therefore, Chesed can be machaper. Brings on this a medrash from Yalkut Hoshea.
Ki chesed chofatzti velei zevach. David said, Hashem says, I want chesed, I do not want sacrifices. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choviv alai chesed shatem, geimlim chesed ze leze, yesu mikol zevach shezovach shleim alifonai, elef eilis. The chesed that you do for me is better than 1,000 sacrifices that Shleim HaMelech King Solomon will bring on the Mizbeach, on the altar. One time Rabbi Yechman Zakeh was walking Yerushalayim, and the Bishuas was walking after him, and he said, Oy lonu al abay shu chorav. How terrible it is for us, how unfortunate we are that the Beis HaMikdosh is destroyed, because Mokem Shemiskaprin Be'avneseinu, this is what brought Kapora, atonement. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechman Zakeh said, B'ni al yeiraloch. He said, my son, don't worry. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we have still what to atone with. And what is that? Gemilas chasodim. When you do goodness to others, but goodness for the sake of goodness, that's all, for no other reason. And therefore it says, chesed chofatzti velei zevach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want chesed and not zevach. Olam chesed yibone, I have built the world because of chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu's midos chesed, because this is why he built the world. He didn't build the world for any other reason except that he wanted to do good to the creations. Torah is also, except chesed is from the physical aspect of the person, and Torah is from the mental aspect of the person. Torah is called goodness. Ki lekach tov nasati lochem. And that, when a person studies Torah, that also purifies him and elevates him and forges him and brings him above the chate, something that zevach and mincha cannot do. So therefore, the Gemara said that with sacrifices he would not be atoned, but with Torah or with chesed, an atonement could come. I just want to conclude, since we're speaking about chesed, Mesillas Yesharim brings, we're all familiar what chesed means. He brings there three types of chesed. There's one chesed that you do beguf, that means when you physically help someone. Physically you go help someone. There's another chesed you do b'momen, with your material sources. You give money to someone, or you give things to people. Then he brings there a third chesed, which is very interesting. Again, we don't have time to elaborate, maybe in a further shir. This is benefesh. There's a chesed that you do benefesh. The nefesh is the emotions of the person. What is the chesed that you do with the nefesh? Shishtadl lasis lechaveire kol kedis ruach shiesh b'yodei. If one person tries to make another person happy, he says, this is Gemilas Chesed at its best. Even though he's not physically doing anything for him, or he's not monetarily doing anything for him. For example, being Yoni HaKovet. If you give Kovet to someone, and it makes him happy, that's Gemilas Chesed Benefesh. That's a wonderful Chesed. Bein Bechol Sharin Yonim, in everything. For example, if you know that if you do something to someone, it upsets him. This is the opposite of chesed. Right? You bring tzar to him. If you know that you do something to someone, again, we're not talking with body or money, but just with speech. If we know that you do something to someone, whatever it is, he will have nachas from it, a nachas ruach. So he says, this is chesed. And therefore he says, he's writing this in Derech Hasidus. It was the Derech HaChasidim to try to find out what makes another person happy.
if they would honor a person, or they would say something to a person. What makes them happy? And it was the Derech HaChassidim, he says. That's the Derech HaChassidus, to find out what makes another person happy, and then do it. That is Gemilas Chesed B'Nafsho, that you give being Gemel Chesed with your Nefesh. At any rate, this is the explanation of the Halachta Bidrochov, that one should walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his ways, which is a mitzvah, but is not the same as the other mitzvahs of the Torah. And one of the prime ways we can do this is through Gemilas Chasodim. So, and these were some of the observations on the mitzvah of Chesed.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.